number 36, Tony and Charletta Floyd.
Mr. Chairman, we like to support business, but I have to move that we recommend denial of conditional use 2436 for Tony and Charletta Floyd for the business of storing and handling dirt and gravel along with storage of work equipment and trucks based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the Planning and Zoning Commission is generally supportive of small business when they are occurring in appropriate locations. The commission is also supportive of business that have existed for a long time, often grandfathered when residential development has built up around them. When a business exists before nearby homes were built or before nearby residents move in, the commission often determines that the business is entitled to remain. Unfortunately, in this case, the applicant establishes business contrary to the existing zoning just 2 years ago and without proper approvals in an area where homes and residents already exist. While the commission wants to be supportive of small businesses, business owners like this applicant, it is unable to do so under these circumstances for the following reasons. Two, at times the commission seeks to approve a pre-existing condition with a substantial condition, hoping to bring it to compliance with the county code. This is also not feasible with this application. In this case, the applicant's own testimony about the property use does not match with the evidence in the record about what is happening on the site. There is more occurring on the site than actually is requested in the application, including industrial type uses like sorting and shaking soils and stone materials. The applicant's existing use on the site have also spilled over onto properties that are not even part of this application. As a result, it is difficult, if not impossible, to place appropriate conditions on an approval of this application. Doing so would simply place the applicants in violation of the approval from day one. Three, the application for a landscaping business on a 2.31 acre property in any area that includes undeveloped land and residential development, but no other business like this one. This is not an appropriate location for the applicant's intense use with heavy equipment, large truck traffic, and the noise and other impacts of the use. Four, the record indicates that the applicants have been operating the business from this property for approximately 2 years without the proper approvals. Five, there was opposition to the application from a large group of neighboring property owners with evidence showing and describing the current conditions of the property, the noise associated with the use, and environmental impacts from the use. Six, photographs entered into the record show the applicants have clearly not only their own property, but also their other properties adjacent to theirs. Dirt and other materials have been pushed into adjacent streams. All of this has happened without any approvals from Sussex County, or more appropriately, Deneric or the Sussex County Conservation District. Under these conditions, it is not appropriate to grant a conditional use on this property. Seven, there is evidence in the record that the existing activity on the property and the proposed use and the materials, equipment, and vehicles associated with it adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. Eight, the conditional use of the property and the proposed conditional use does not promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Nine, the proposed use of this location does not satisfy the purpose of a conditional use under the Sussex County Zoning Code because it is not well adjusted to its environment with full protection of neighboring properties, and because the proposed use is not desirable in this location for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residences and businesses. 10, for all of those reasons, I move that the commission recommend a denial of this conditional use. However, the type of business proposed by the applicant is needed in Sussex County in an appropriate location. For this reason, county staff should be directed to cooperate with the applicant if they find a different, more suitable location for their business. If another more suitable location is found by the applicant, then any necessary applicant should receive expedited scheduling. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Seconded.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2436, Tony and Charletta Floyd, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, and I would also like to add we do try to support local business, but this is clearly not a good application for that.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.